Chapter 3, The Inhale, 4 Counts. Here's the symbolic explanation. The inhale is how we take in the world. It's important to pay attention to how you take in this invisible energy when you breathe. Try it. Okay, did that sound stressful? Yeah, you could hear, if you can hear the breath, that means I'm taking in stress. What about this? That was a calm breath. I didn't even hear it. Deep, shallow, heavy, light, painful, relieving. I can use a lot of different adjectives to describe how we breathe. But when you inhale, question, do you feel like you don't have enough air? Do you feel like you have too much air? Pay attention to what you think as you inhale. As you become more conscious of how you're inhaling throughout your day, you will learn a lot about yourself, which will translate into your performance. Your day is like the blown up version of your performance. In other words, if you are finding yourself short of breath while you're singing a song, or feel like I don't have enough air, like I mentioned earlier, you probably like that throughout the day and you just don't realize it. When you go to sing or even speak in front of people, you might feel like, oh my gosh, I need a lot of air because I've heard I need to, you know, have air when I sing or have air when I speak. And because of that belief, you're doing things unnaturally. The key is to make it easy for yourself. Most of us don't. We program ourselves negatively, breathing on average approximately, guess how many times a day? 21,600. Can you imagine? It's important to know that the quality of our breath determines the quality of our life. We have 21,600 times a day to get it right. But if we're constantly breathing in tension, stress, and fear, our life's going to be filled with these qualities. And so will our vocal expression. The good news is, by having more awareness around how we breathe throughout the day, not just when we sing or speak, we can change these patterns into ones that work for us instead of against us. So what I'm teaching isn't rocket science. It's self-awareness and self-mastery. You are learning to use your breath to create a safe space for your voice to emerge. Just a little bit of reprogramming will make a huge difference. The first step is understanding that when you breathe in, you're literally taking in the world as you experience it. And you get to choose what kind of energy you take in. I suggest you begin with not thinking about anything when you breathe in. Just be present. If that's too hard at first, you can also try taking a loving breath. Let's do it right now. Yeah, was that hard? This time, think of something you love. I can think about my little adorable dog. And I can think that thought and breathe it in. Do it with me. Yeah, notice the expansion. Literally breathe in love instead of fear or worry. See, we're just reversing what you did before. And over time, this loving breath will become natural. Well, think about it. What would you rather have, love or fear? You know, some people say to me, well, Dot, fear motivates me. I'm like, well, love motivates me. I don't need to be in a place of fear to get things done. I need to be in a place of awareness. I need to be in a place of presence and light. And if you want to get up on stage, this program is going to teach you how to have confidence, presence, and power.